Good afternoon, delegates. We have approximately 17 minutes of interpretation remaining. Please turn your attention to agenda item 16, at which we designate countries responsible for appointing chairpersons of committees and ad hoc task forces, and as well the schedule of the sessions. As you know, the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance has completed its work and will be dissolved. If I, rather than call out all of the committees, may I ask if there are any comments to be made on any of the committees in this list? United Kingdom, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You preempted me flagging it up, so thank you very much for that. Refer to the document that's been circulated, CXCAC 113417, and in that document you will see that Committee on Sugars, CODEX Committee on Sugars, has been adjourned at Sinadia, and the UK is the host. Now, the UK has been hosting this committee since 1963, and in that time, the committee has successfully progressed work on several standards for sugars and also honey. Much of this by correspondence, I hasten to add. So I'd like to thank all those that were involved in that. As I said, the committee has now been adjourned, and we think it's time for someone else to take on the hosting of the committee. And I understand that Colombia are keen, as they said earlier, to take this on while they're looking at the standard for Panela. As I said earlier, we would like to give this committee up. So, thank you.
Thank you, United Kingdom. Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Given these circumstances, which do not take Colombia by surprise, given the circumstances of the drafting of the standard on Panela, if the United Kingdom decides not to continue chairing the committee, even by correspondence, Colombia, as we indicated in a communication through the Secretariat, is delighted to inform the Commission that on a temporary basis, it will assume the chairmanship of the Committee on Sugars for as long as the United Kingdom does not wish to continue chairing, with the understanding that work will be undertaken only by correspondence and within the period of time required to design a standard for Panela, with the understanding also that CCXEC has approved this proposal and that the work will be approved by the Commission. We wish to thank the Secretariat in advance for the support that they will provide to us in this work with a view to ensuring full transparency. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Colombia. Can the Commission agree with this arrangement? I see no flags. Republic of Korea, please.
Thank you, Excellency Madam Chair, and distinguished delegate and representatives of CODEX and ladies and gentlemen. I'm the chair of the Ad Hoc CODEX Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance. Since its establishment in the 29th Codex Alimentarius Commission of 2006, the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance had been held in the Republic of Korea from 2007 to 2010. despite some difficulties in coordinating various opinions of countries, we had achieved a great result of setting the guidelines. All of this accomplishment could not be attained without your dedicated effort and active participation. In this regard, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to you all here present today. And we hope that the guidelines would be utilized in providing fundamental principle of risk analysis of antimicrobial resistance and contribute promoting the health of humanity in the years to come. Once again, I thank all of you and wish you success and happiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Republic of Korea. Thank you. Then we now have confirmed the list of committees and host countries, host governments. I ask you to refer to the proposed schedule of meetings. And ask you to note them, as well as the biennial meetings of the coordinating committees. The Secretariat will inform you if there are any changes being made to the dates of sessions in the future. I ask for any comments on the schedule of sessions. Poland, is your comment on this matter? Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am speaking on behalf of CC Euro Coordinator. On behalf of Poland, I would like to kindly thank the Commission for the reappointment for the Coordinator for Europe. Poland had got an honor to co-host the 26th CC Euro session in 2008 and host the 27th CC Euro session in 2010, both held in Warsaw, as well as to co-organize regional codex workshops in 2007, 2008, and 2010. Co-hosting provides additional value to codex works, facilitating exchange of experience between cooperating countries and stimulating more active participation from transition countries in food standard setting process. For that reason, during the last CC Euro session, Poland has encouraged countries of the region, especially countries in transition, to apply for the co-hosting of the next CC Euro session to be held in 2012. I have pleasure to inform that in May 2011, Georgia kindly confirmed it is ready to co-host and organize, in cooperation with Poland, the next session of the CC Euro in 2012. Poland is looking forward to cooperating with Georgia for common success of the next CC Euro session. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Poland. Georgia, please. No? Papua New Guinea.
Georgia was ready.
Georgia.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Georgian delegation would be pleased to have a honor to co-host the CC Euro 28th of CC Euro session. Georgian government is now preparing the letter of intention to the FAO Director General and then to sign Memorandum of Understanding. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgia. Papua New Guinea, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On behalf of Papua New Guinea, I thank the 34th session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission for endorsing Papua New Guinea as the next regional coordinator. To the Codex Committee for the North America and the Southwest Pacific. We would also like to take this opportunity to thank the members of the region for their confidence in nominating PNG to take up the regional coordination role of the region. We also like to take this opportunity to thank the Kingdom of Tonga that has been the regional coordinator for the past two years, two terms. PNG has a National Codex Committee. It was endorsed by the National Executive Council of the Government of Papua New Guinea and is managed by the Agro Food Safety and Codex PNG section in the Ministry of Department of Agriculture and Livestock. We are therefore very excited and look forward to have this close collaboration and coordinating work with the Codex Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific, as well as the Codex Alimentaries Commission, other relevant Codex Committee and Secretariat of CAC in Rome. I encourage you all to visit Papua New Guinea and experience the life in the land of the unexpected. As we always say back home, expect the unexpected on the land of the unexpected. For the members of the region, Papua New Guinea looks forward to meeting you on the 12th session of the for the region in Port Moresby. Thank you. That's next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Papua New Guinea. I have several more flags up. I remind you that we have only a few minutes of interpretation remaining. Please, these must be essential interventions, and please be brief. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will be brief. The Kenyan delegation has not been able to participate in the CC Mass because it has been very difficult to get visa to participate in Hungary. And I think basically we would like that to be taken note of and something should be done about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. Your point is noted. Panama, please.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Concerning the forthcoming special task force meeting on animal feeding to be held in Bern, we wish to indicate once again that our country would be delighted to host a future meeting of this task force and will be communicating with Ben on this matter and participating in developing countries in this important meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Panama. Lebanon, please.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for the appointment as a coordinator for the Near East. And we are very delighted on this occasion to welcome you in Lebanon during the period indicated. Thank you.
Lebanon. Cameroon, please.
Madame la Présidente, merci.
Madam Chair, thank you. The delegation of Cameroon would like to take this opportunity to first thank CC Africa for his candidature as the next coordinator for Africa. And we would like to thank all of the Commission for endorsing this candidature. January 29th to the 1st of February 2013 will the next session of the CCF will take place, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank once again the entire Commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Cameroon. I see no additional flags. Therefore, I conclude that with the notes, comments noted thus far, the Commission is endorsing the tentative schedule of sessions. Again, noting venue and dates are subject to change.